Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This is Pastor Tasha Faison, and I just wanted to stop through to remind you guys that tomorrow is a very special day. In some areas, it may rain. In some areas, it may be sunny and beautiful. But no matter the weather, I wanted to encourage each and every one of you to follow through and show up to your local events in your cities, in your communities where you live, and pray. Tomorrow is National Day of Prayer. Let's come together and unify with one another on one accord and pray for our nation and pray for our communities and pray for our police officers and firemen and military and businesses that's in your community all around the world. So no matter what the weather is, still show up. Show the world that this day is important to you. Show the world that we do need prayer in our school systems and in every system that's out there in the world, because we want to stand united regardless of your job, your business, you know, things that you may do on a day-to-day basis. We still want to stand united and help one another. Let's come together in the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, as the scripture said. It you know, and at the beginning of this book, Ephesians 4, it's entitled Unity and Maturity in the Body of Christ. So, and when I read this, it says, make every effort to keep that unity. That means it's going to take some work. That means it's still some type of division, you know, within the body or within our community or within our mindsets or within whatever, you know, we think or our thoughts, you know, on certain things, certain people, certain genders, you know, whatever it is, it's division. And I thought about, you know, well, wow, God, we should do our very best to come together as one body and unify with one another, because it's important, period. You know, it's very important. So our day in Harker Heights is May 3rd at the City Hall at 12 o'clock. So if you live in the Harker Heights area, please show up at the Carl Levin Park right across from the City Hall, where we'll have more room, and come out and let's unify and pray for our community. As well as before that, we'll be having a prayer at the high school at 7:30 a.m. on the dot in front of the flagpole. So please come out and join us as we pray for our schools, children, and community.